6:28. No, wait a minute. We can't do 6:28 yet. It's 10 o'clock, and we're ahead of ourselves. Let's go to the items that we pulled. If you want to do that now, Dan, or want to go ahead and go to regular calendar?
I don't think we don't have the people here yet.
Let's go to regular agenda 6:50.
Refer amendment to Chapter 9 of the City of Portland Charter to the November 4, 2014 general election ballot to require that funds collected through the transportation user fee will be used for transportation purposes, with the majority of funds used for transportation maintenance and transportation safety improvements.
Just a brief update. We have slightly revised language of this proposed charter amendment. It's my intention to set this over until next week and then vote on it. We're trying to give everyone, council members, people in the community that care about this, organizations that care about it, the opportunity to look at the language, comment on it, and improve it. And in fact, we did make one change to one of the definitions thanks to a suggestion from the incoming president of the Portland Business Alliance, and that is the definition of transportation maintenance. The intent of this charter change is to assure the community that new revenues for transportation will be spent for transportation. It's pretty much that simple, and we're trying to keep the language of the resolution of the charter change simple as well. So that's on the table, literally, for another week for everybody to take a look at, and again, to provide comments to my office or suggestions for revisions to the draft, whether that be council members or community members. One other document I just want to hand out to the council, sort of a read it and weep proposition. But if you saw Sunday New York Times article editorial about the federal debate about transportation, it's reached a new low. While we're trying to actually fix this problem here, there's actually a proposal in front of the United States Congress, sponsored regrettably both by the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, that will attempt to trickle a little bit of revenue, namely about $3 billion, into the Highway Trust Fund and keep it from going insolvent. That's a fancy word for bankrupt. By giving a $96 billion tax holiday to multinational corporations so they can keep their profits overseas. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this. I couldn't have made up something this bizarre. But actually, Congress is so timid about raising the federal gas tax from the 18.4 cents that it has been stuck at since 1993, that they're actually contemplating giving corporations a massive tax break in order for a little bit of backwash from that to trickle into the Highway Trust Fund. That's how broken the federal system of funding our transportation system is. So if there was any doubt that we need to do this ourselves as opposed to wait for Santa Claus to arrive from Washington, D.C., this might help, unfortunately, make that stark truth clear. So with that, unless there's other comments from members of the council, again, I'm going to set this over for another week, have it on the council calendar, and it's our intention to take action on it then. Thank you.